I'm pleased with the vote. We have touted that we're the small city with the big heart, and so we welcome investment in our community, and I think that the luxury apartments in Guy Park Avenue School will be wonderful. When I worked there, I thought the same thing. Mm-hmm. And Bacon School as a Buddhist research institute, I think, is a wonderful application for what had been an educational institution.
The Amsterdam Common Council did meet last night. According to the recorder, approved $2.8 million in capital projects, the biggest chunk for building demolition. Would that be correct to say?
Yes, that would be correct to say, and I am thrilled. Honestly, we have so many properties that need tending to, but also the list includes equipment for DPW that we've needed for so long, and that's plows and backhoes and trucks, and also it crosses all of the departments, and we are going to get a better deal rather than going for smaller chunks of money in bonding. We save on our bonding fees, basically. Mm-hmm. So I'm really, really pleased.
Mm-hmm. And will some of the money then go, I was a little confused maybe by the story, one big area of demolition concern is on Brookside Avenue where there was a former factory that burned. Will some of the money go for that?
Yes. And actually last night they voted to put that out for bid, mm-hmm. to draw up the specs and put it out to bid to have it hauled away. So we're moving that project forward. It was a good night for the city of Amsterdam, I think.
Okay. There was approval, although I believe you voted against it, for $2,500 for a skating rink on Arnold Avenue proposed by Alderman Joe Isbell. Do I have that right, that you voted against it? If so, why?
Yeah, I voted against. I didn't vote. It wasn't a vote against the project, per se, because we had discussed at the meeting that there may have been a lower cost option, and I thought that we should have waited and gotten more information and made the decision in 2 weeks. But they decided to go through with the vote, and it's $2,500. I guess Heather put it most aptly that the bonding resolutions were our needs. They were severe needs. And the skating rink was a want. So you have to balance those things, and but I think it'll be wonderful for the community. You know, mm-hmm. I think it'll be great to have a skating rink where there are so many kids. So I'm supportive of the park. I just worry right now about the expenditure of the money.
Okay, and Heather is Heather Reinecke, the city controller. Now,
yes.
So where's the money coming from? Or
They took it from contingency. And that was the point that Heather made, was that we had made we had taken $608,000 to balance our budget this year, and I just, it makes me very nervous to keep tapping
Now
our resources.
And again, pardon my abysmal ignorance here, you've got a budget that's in place, but you must,
yes,
be looking down the river there at Bryan Stratton, where they're in a lot of difficulty. You think you'll be facing similar difficulties in Amsterdam?
I think that we are going to be looking at the same difficulties we faced last year. And I think that the council is going to have to reconsider many of the same options that were proposed last year. So right now we're working with Municipal Solutions to do some work prior to going into the budget, the actual budget sessions. And we're reviewing all of the contracts with the labor unions, and we are just assessing the whole budget soup to nuts so that we can make very informed decisions.
Yeah, again, another stupid question. When's the next budget?
The next budget, well, we start with our requests to the department in December. They send them in January, and then we begin the budgeting process around March, because February, March, because the controller puts all the requests together. And then we go forward. I do think this year perhaps we should try something slightly different, or go back to past practice where the mayor proposes a budget and then the council weighs in. Because I think the council starting at square one, just I think it takes much more time, and I think that we could be much more efficient with the use of our time.
Yeah. And of course, next year will be an election year, right?
It is.
So, well, anyway, plenty of time to talk about those things. New contract approved by the city attorney. Alderman Richard Leggero, I believe, voted against it. This has been one of those, call one of those inside City Hall controversies I maybe don't necessarily grasp, but I guess now it's been sort of settled.
Yes, I guess they've worked out everything in writing, and everyone, I guess, except for Mr. Leggero, is comfortable with the articulated contract.
So it had to do with how the attorney is paid, or his staff is paid, or his secretary is paid?
So he gets a stipend, and it's never been stipulated what happens with the stipend, if it goes toward travel, or if it goes toward the secretary, or if it goes toward materials or whatever. It was not really stipulated. It was a stipend to run his office. Mm-hmm. And so now that is drafted, and I think everyone was comfortable with it. And there really wasn't much discussion last night, so I think that's a good thing.
Okay.
You know what? We've been just clearing things up. That's what I feel that city government has been like. It's been finding a bag full of yarn that has been with several skeins of yarn, and it all tossed together, and we're just unraveling it thread by thread.
Okay. Anything else from the meeting, or anything else you wanted to bring up this morning?
Well, also in the meeting, they approved the contract to accept the $3 million from Beechnut, which also comes with $40,000 in interest that we have been paying in bonding interest. So that made me very pleased. So it really was a very good night for the city of Amsterdam.
Now, this money from Beechnut sounds like a lot of money to me, but it's already kind of accounted for. I mean, you have to spend it on water system improvements and so forth. Is that?
Yes, it's for the wastewater treatment plant improvements. Mm-hmm. So
okay.
We've had upgrades down there, as well as we are still upgrading the water filtration plant. So the water that's distributed to all of the residents will be even finer than it already is. And so things are improving all over the place.
Earlier this week, recorded a piece on the neighborhood associations and the neighborhood watches, and I think you were quoted as saying, well, it's hard to keep these things going, and they're in progress, but maybe you'd like more people to take part?
Sure, I'd love to have more people involved. I just was speaking in general when I was quoted in sustaining any organization, especially, coming from the not-for-profit world. It's very difficult to sustain people's energy for any project. And so we just want to ensure that people are continuing to become involved in beautification of their neighborhoods, in meeting their neighborhood neighbors and knowing who lives with them, and then also to assist the police department in our neighborhood watch efforts. And I'm very thrilled because on the East End, there's a brand new organization. 15 people have signed up. They've got officers. They've got a phone tree. And they are involved in crime prevention on the East End. So
really?
It's all good.
Yeah, I hadn't heard about that. Do you know what it's... Is it called something like the East End Neighborhood Watch?
Probably. East End Neighborhood Watch Association.